Hello, hello, traders. Welcome back to another episode of the Traders Show. In this episode, you're going to drift a bit from trading and markets, but it's more in line with steel markets. So we are going to talk about different economic systems, the benefits they have, the challenges they have, how they work, the opportunities they present, and how to succeed in each of these systems. I think generally we tend to have three or four models of economics that are very, very common. So communism, socialism, and capitalism. Capitalism is what is working across the globe. Most countries are actually capitalistic across the world. So we're going to share some ideas on different economic systems and just shed some light on what we can learn and pick from each of these systems. I think markets generally will fall under the capitalistic side of things. So trading wouldn't exist without the system of capitalism. So whatever you guys are trying to learn, perfect, to become good at, is a function of capitalism. But I think there's much that we can learn from the other systems, and that's what you're going to do in this episode. But before we start, I'll allow my co-hosts to introduce themselves.
Okay. Hi, people. Greetings again. I'm glad to be here. As Ken has already introduced the topic, I think I don't need to repeat it. We're going to talk deeper into what builds the much of the economies we see in different countries. I think different countries have different ways of how they run their economies and the principles that they use to run their economies. So I think we look at capitalism, which, as Ken has said, is the main form of how we run economies currently in the world. I think most countries are very capitalistic. Even countries which are very, very communist or social are now drifting into becoming capitalist. So we look at the differences between these two, these three or even four forms. They think there's also Marxism, as Ken had said. So yeah, we'll try to look deeper into how this economic sort of principles shape how the current world is moving with current globalization and everything. What forms of, what principles or what theories or philosophies do you think you agree with some pros and cons of every system? I think every system has a pro and a con. There is no system which is perfect here. Yeah, we'll try and shed light into also how we because we think we've learned much of this from trying to understand the history of markets also. So from learning so much about history of markets, learning people like Adam Smith, John Maynard Keynes, and yeah, such people, you really, really learn a lot about how economies came to be shaped and how we are currently in this state that we're at. So I'll be glad to share a few gems that I know about these things, and probably you can learn a thing or two from. So my name is Atara Slawi, for those who don't know me, and I hope you enjoy this session.
Hey, what's up, guys? So my boys have said most of the things. Today, I think we'll have a discussion about how different economies are run. Like they've said, there's no need for me to repeat. For me, I'm a capitalist at heart. I don't believe in in socialism, equality. Not that I don't believe in it. I don't see it as a system that can fully function well.
It's not bad not to believe
in
it.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm a strong capitalist. I'll give my views on that and why I think equal distribution of goods and property and production cannot work, in especially if you want to become a wealthy person. That's from anyone's ability to everyone's needs. I don't believe in that. But we'll talk about it. Like we said, we'll discuss, listen to our views, listen to what Taras has to say about his side, Ken has to say, why does he support a certain view? And yeah, mostly that. And then we'll cover some economies that also do the same. We'll give you the meanings of what, so Ken, you've said what? Capitalism, socialism,
communism,
and Marxism.
Yeah, communism and Marxism are more or less almost similar.
Which one and which one?
Communism and Marxism.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll break down, give you guys the meaning so that you understand. Because like Ken is saying, most markets, the markets we partake in run in a free economy where supply and demand, the people are the ones who determine the prices of things. And that's what we do with forex trading or more or less markets. And America is one of the best capitalism countries in the world. And that's why you hear people saying the American dream. You go chase the American dream because it allows you to run well in a capitalism system. So yeah, so we'll cover that. Apart from that, this week has been a good week also. Trading wise, we've learned a lot. It's been a bit challenging here and there. Challenges are always there. Like we were discussing with Taras and Ken today, saying how Taras and I had a bit of a tough week. Ken's week was phenomenal. So everyone has their week. The week Taras is great week, that week's me great week, someone else. So working as a team really helps. And I keep telling this. I remember I talked about this with the students when I had my session on Thursday. I was telling them teamwork makes the dream work. Working together is the only way we can learn. I can learn a lot from Taras when he has a bad week, because those are the weeks we learn most.
Yep.
You learn from me, you can learn from we learn from each other. It's a good relationship. So that's how it has been.
I think communism, yes, idea learning.
Yeah, learning, you can't, it's not just for one person. You can't grow alone. You have to grow as a team. So what in a nutshell, what has happened really? We've seen gold. I remember gold started the week with a strong fall to the downside.
Yeah.
Came back up.
Most markets, I think, for me, were a bit choppy.
Yeah.
I think lacked a sense of direction, especially for... Yeah, gold had that up down. G also had an up move and down move still. But I think for my students who trade, some forms of setup that I taught them, I think they had really, really good setups.
Mm-hmm.
I think GU, EU had really good setups on contrarian trades. For those who partake on them, I think they have something.
Okay. Yeah, the markets have been quite choppy. Ken, you had a good week?
Yeah, so for me, I had a very, very outstanding week. 3-4 winning trades, being in flow with the market, just pressing effortless.
No, did you have been losing well, trade?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had about 3 good wins,
mm-hmm.
about 2.something% on each trade, so about 6% gained in a week. So a very, very good run for a week. But like you're saying, there are tough days and there are good days. It's just a balance of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So cool. So that's how the markets have been. I think we can get into the meat of the topic.
First of all, let's start with that first thing. Are you a capitalist or a socialist?
I've already said
my side. You're a card-carrying capitalist.
So you're
card-carrying capitalist.
What's that?
You have the placard on you.
Oh,
I'm a capitalist.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I don't. You see the way I like walking around. I'm sure most of the viewers know, and they talk a lot how I hate school.
Yeah,
Even capitalists.
You love it.
It's a system
you,
that works.
Are you a capitalist or a socialist?
Or still looking to...
For me, I think I tend to go into mixed economy system.
Eh? Okay.
Mixed.
Is what is called a mixed economy system.
So
which
both
is a mixture of like socialism and
capitalism. I am a card-carrying capitalist at heart, but I have some socialist ideas that are influencing me right now. So they're really bending my ways of thinking. But I'm a card-carrying capitalist. I still believe in... I don't think we can have a better system than capitalism. I personally just don't think we can have a better system. I feel like the first premise...
I think we should give the meanings.
Okay.
Because we might get into that and people don't understand.
So they're basically all economic systems. And I think economic systems are concerned with, one, distribution of resources. So how will resources be distributed? Two, opportunities. How will opportunities be distributed? And three, control of prices in the market. Mm. So in the capitalistic system, it's a free market whereby factors of supply and demand control prices. That's the first thing. Equal opportunities to everyone. So not one person is given an equal opportunity to others. So capitalism tries to promote the idea of equal opportunity to everyone. Yeah.
Equal opportunity how?
Like you can start trading today. You don't have to like... Everyone has an equal chance when you're going to do something.
Like you have freedom.
Yeah, you have freedom.
You can start a business.
Freedom. You can start a business. Mm. You're not being controlled by anyone. And again, freedom, like Kaleba said, so the freedom. But I think the main thing is actually the control of resources. Is it free markets or is it the government that is in control? In a socialistic world...
And also reward.
And reward, yeah. Also, in a socialistic world, now the difference is the government intervenes. So, unlike capitalistic worlds whereby, let's say like the US, most hospitals are not controlled by the government. They are controlled by private institutions. That's why when Obama came in with the idea of Obamacare. So, he was trying to bring in some socialism whereby the government could control the hospitals and the healthcare of the people rather than it being something that people are looking to profit from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those are socialistic ideas.
Yep.
And then communism is the worst. That's in the Soviet Union, Uko, China, Kitambo, old Korea. China, Korea, exactly, North Korea. Those are places whereby the government is in control of everything. Yes, the people, you just do what the government says.
So it's the government that it distributes the wealth.
The wealth, it owns everything. the government owns everything, so it controls everything. And some of those ideas now are not very, very good, because I think in some of those countries, like I was being told in Korea, you can't travel or something. Can't go to another country. You can't watch Netflix.
Yeah, of course. They can't.
I've heard some
things. A lot of government regulations, basically.
Yeah, a lot of government regulations. So I think those are the three main differences between capitalism, communism, and socialism. Capitalism, talk about.
There was Marxism also, which is, as you said, it's similar to communism. But again, Marxism tries to. Communism does not really sort of fight capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
But now Karl Marx was like, we have to fight capitalism. So he was against capitalism. And by the fact that he was against it, for the fact that he felt like it didn't have a sense of humanity.
Yeah, capitalism.
So Marxism is a form of
a lot of exploitation of the poor by the ruling.
Yeah. Workers were not being compensated. Well taken care of. A lot of long working hours, such shit. Probably that is now why Karl Marx came now with Marxism, which is a form of communism. Like, of course, if you now don't want to be capitalistic, you have to maybe be sharing resources, or someone is controlling your resources. And think now that still for me can't work. It happens in Cuba, Russia.
Can't work.
Cuba, Russia, Korea, as you said.
Which one? What? Which?
Marxism still.
Communism, some ideas.
Communism and Marxism.
Also, China has some communistic behaviors, like the government really controls people. The government is always watching people.
Yeah.
The government controls the data. There's no free speech. Also, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech. That's one of the most important things that capitalism promotes. You can express yourself anywhere. In a communistic world, you can't just accuse the government of some things. You should be able, ideally, to do so. But I feel like, so far, we've not gotten any place where it's worked, where you can really express yourself.
Yeah, because in my point of view, why I'm deep into capitalism and why it works for me, basically, there's this notion that communist people say, I like it at all, from each according to their abilities to each according to their needs. So we're sort of, and if I just explain something just a little bit, communism is a political and economic ideology that seeks to create a classless
society
in which the means of production are owned and controlled by the community as a whole, rather than individuals or private entities. The ultimate goal of communism is to create a society that is based on equality, which I don't think we can ever get there. Even in those communist countries, I don't think there's equality. I swear. And in which the needs of each needs, okay, understand that these are keywords, and in which the needs of each individual are met according to their abilities and their needs. Now, if you come to this part, because what we're talking about is the distribution of goods and services is based upon the distribution from each according to their abilities. So we are all contributing to the production of everything. And the reward is each according to their needs. Now, you're rewarding people according to their needs as a community again. Now, for me... Mwanaume ni kujikaza, even women kujikaza, okay? Go hustle, make what you can make, innovate if you can innovate, scale whatever business you've created, and employ people, which will also help people, okay? So for me, I believe that there has to be the head, there's a leader, there's a person who's, this is his idea. Your idea is not mine. Why should you be rewarded for my idea? Okay, we can be rewarded as an economy, yes. Like my idea will benefit people. But you cannot be awarded equally. Me, I've toiled all those years. I came up with the idea.
But now that's the thing. Like, I feel like this is the idea. Think about it this way. If you have a company today, you just started it. But ideally, the people who will build it are the employees you'll hire.
That's true.
No.
Yes.
And the people who will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel like... if in 10 years you're a billionaire, there shouldn't be anyone who's working for you who's not like a millionaire or somewhere where at least they are comfortable. Like, why should you have $10 billion and there's someone in your organization who can't pay maybe for medical bills? Why not redistribute that wealth?
Because what you're saying, I agree with it. Like, I don't mind. Even my team, I want them to kill them to a wealthy. I can't be working here.
But now capitalism doesn't promote that.
Of course, now it compensates the other people more than
the owner. Because if today, financial aid becomes a very big thing. The owners are the people who will benefit the most.
That's true.
The others will benefit, but the owners will benefit the most. Mm-hmm.
True.
Okay?
That's true.
So now that's the thing. Like, why you as a card-carrying capitalist, mm-hmm. now think about it that way. Mm-hmm. Why not move to a socialistic sort of...
Which
is... Yeah. Now for you, you're not the owner of Financial Hub. Financial Hub is owned by the employees who work for Financial Hub. So if we make $10 billion, it's not Caleb has $1 billion, no. We redistribute that wealth to everyone.
Equally.
So not equally, but some people will get maybe... So you maybe instead
almost
of...
Equally.
Yeah, instead of $1 billion, $10 billion, you'll have, let's say, 100 million. Someone else will have 50, another one. But we won't have that very big inequality. We'll all, let's say, be millionaires rather than one billionaire.
Okay. I don't have a big problem with that, especially when I'm in a corporate scene.
So now that's socialism. So you can now come into... You're bending now a bit.
I'll need to think about it more. And
I think Caleb's point was like, one, I think from where you picked up was as he's working on his craft, either him, the company, Financial Hub, the people around him. Because also I don't think capitalism is purely just for me. I want to make hundreds of millions of dollars na the next person asipate kitu. Capitalism is majorly about exchange and trade. You're trading something for me. Ukuja kuwork for me, you're trading your hours for me. Which you're okay probably with a certain pay that ntakulipa nayo. I think also the employee peer is capitalistic because he's working in that system. But now, I feel like socialism now comes in, for me, where I was saying I can be sort of in a mixed system is where now, capitalism has gone to the extreme. Asa yo yako.
Yeah.
Mse moja yamechukua kila kitu.
And that is what capitalism is doing.
Ideally, yes, but for me, I feel like a better economic system would be one which doesn't go to the extreme.
Exactly. So you're saying capitalism needs to be reformed.
Yeah. Exactly. You need to reform capitalism.
True.
So you're not a card-carrying capitalist.
I'm not. I said I'm in the mix. Okay. Me in kopo katikati. Like, things like, back in the days, you remember when you were watching The Men Who Built America? That was the birth of capitalism. Ikianza vizuri.
Birth.
Those guys were mistreating workers so much.
Yeah.
Like, very little wages, long working hours, no insurance. If that is now what we are trying to go for capitalism at looking for money.
Yeah, not
form,
to the extreme.
No.
But that is what is happening.
Yeah. Sadly.
Sadly, that's what is happening.
But still, I feel like we are sort of becoming a bit lenient currently with even some of the governments. Governments are still trying to, even US is a very capitalistic country. It's also like if you look at the president, even the Fed chairman, Yellen, like, their main concern is always about the American person. No. Like, they care so much about that person. That is why, when an economy is tanking, the government will come in. And that is where John Maynard Keynes came with saying about fiscal stimulus and monetary policies.
What was John Maynard Keynes' role in the country that time?
He was like, an economy can't stand without the government intervening.
No. What was his role? What was his position? Did he, like, in the government or ministry?
He was an economic advisor.
To the president.
He was an author, economic advisor.
He was also an economist.
Okay.
But for him, like, it's hard for you to give power to the people. Ama to atisaklam to fanya what they want. There's that free will. Ama free speech. You can open any other business you want. Guys will do drug business. Guys will kill people. And... you see, like, you have to regulate capitalism, and the government is the body which can come and do that. Mm-hmm. It's hard again to privatize it. So that is why, for me, I believe, in as much as yes, we are doing it for profit, because again, I think capitalism comes with, we are doing it majorly for profit. Still, there is the human factor which you can't discount. I can't make someone, because I want to make 100% profit, now you have to work 8 hours for me. I have to bend my rules, Kiasin. As much as I believe in some things about capitalism, still I'm human and
because also when I'm talking about, I don't know about the card. You said card what? Carrying.
Yeah.
I'm carrying a card written capitalism.
Yeah.
Why I say I'm a strong believer in that, my point of view of how I believe the capitalism works, there's that extremist, the one you're talking about, in terms of, yeah, well, this guy has gone too far without control. He's controlling. Now he's the one who's become, he's controlling everything, okay? Mm. But for me, I believe, for example, if you look at this, let's go with this meaning. Look, capitalism is an economic system based on private ownership of the means of production and the creation of goods of profit. Of the creation of goods and services for profit in a free market. Okay, in a capitalist system, individuals and businesses are free to own and control property, invest capital, and produce and trace goods and services with little or no interference from the government. Okay, so when I'm coming into capitalism, I'm not also with the full focus of the money side. Okay, I'm not coming with the extreme that I just want to become a billionaire. I want us to become wealthy. And I want the, of course, I cannot become wealthy alone. The team around me to become wealthy. But the thing that I'm also really pushing on is the competition side that is in capitalism. You remember the video for the guy with the eggs?
Yeah.
Remember those one guy? So there's this video on social media. I'll send, we'll put here. Okay, there's this guy who's seated. There are two guys selling a tray of eggs. So one is here selling eggs for, was it 40?
Yeah.
And the other person was selling for how much? 30.
Oh, for 50.
Oh, for 50, yes, sorry. Yes, for their start. So Miam's here selling 40, Ken is selling 30. So 50, sorry. Mm. So when a client came, the client came to the guy who was 40 and took the tray. I compare dough, umsa compare eggs. Mm. The guy went. So okay, now akshanga kwani this guy came to Caleb. Akachungle hivi, ay, Caleb has this one. So what did the guy do?
He lowered the price.
He lowered the price. Akaruchi yake to 30. Mm. What did the capitalist do?
He bought the 30 from
He bought all these eggs from this guy and maintained his price. Mm. So for me, I'm coming from a if you're not quick, if you're not fast, if you're not smart, capitalist system is not for you. Okay?
That's so, one thing. So yes. It doesn't favor everyone.
It doesn't favor everyone. Yeah, true, of course. Yeah. It doesn't.
It actually favors the minority.
Exactly.
And that's why I was telling you, you remember when you had given the explanation, I paid a lot of attention also telling you, it's given us a free market. Everyone innovative, do what you can do, create what you can do, and then it rewards people differently.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's been rewarded. He made his 30, all his trades went. Mm-hmm. But this guy will make 10 from each of these this guy sells. Okay. So I'm looking of also that side of the view, that competition, and I'll be rewarded for my innovativeness, my fastness, my team effort, my how did I work with the government. Mm-hmm. It's like we're playing a game. It's a big game which is a real game because it's a matter of life and death.
Yeah.
You've taken this guy out of business. This guy can never sell for 30. If he starts his business, I'll buy it. And this guy will also benefit. This guy benefited. It's just like, look at how companies work. Now, if you take that into a large scale, when a company sees a competitor coming in with a new product and they're selling at a small price, what do they do?
They lower the price.
They can lower the price, but you can't lower the price too much. Like this guy, what did he do? Yes, you lowered the price.
You buy out.
Mm. Exactly. So this guy also benefited. And also when I buy you out, there's the benefit of you coming into my team.
Yeah. True. But now think about it. Let's say like a company like, let's even go to practical examples.
Yeah. Practical is the better.
Like Instagram was bought out by Mark Zuckerberg, allegedly, for 1.something billion.
Yep.
In that purchase, the CEO of Instagram said, Zuckerberg alikuwa anamwambia Jackie, if I don't buy you out, I'll copy all these features and you'll be out because I have the network effects.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to sell to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll become a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Like Facebook is now a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on Instagram, you know, on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
you know, on Ikitu, WhatsApp.
Yeah, like, a lot, yeah.
It owns all those things.
Yeah.
That's one person
mm-hmm.
who has all that power.
And?
I feel like that is risky.
For who? The economy?
For everyone.
Uh-huh.
This is one person who has so much power.
Uh-huh.
They can choose to abuse that power.
Then why did Kevin sell?
Because he had no option. Still, you have no option because you'll be knocked out.
Yeah.
I'd rather sell than be knocked out.
Threatened him. if you don't sell to me,
exactly,
I'll lower my prices, I'll do what you're doing and I'll copy and do it even better.
It's just like what they did for Snapchat.
Yeah.
They copied their Snapchat was the first one to come with the stories feature.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They tried to buy Snapchat. Mm-hmm. That guy refused.
Mm-hmm.
They copied it.
Mm-hmm.
And me as someone who was using Snapchat before and I no longer use it,
yeah,
can tell that guy lost a lot of business just because this other guy copied him.
Uh-huh. And if you take it back, let's go back.
Mm.
Was Mark Zuckerberg offered an offer to sell Facebook?
Yeah.
Why didn't he sell?
Because he said, may I have to push this
video? It's a free market, Ken. Mm. You innovate.
Do what you do.
I guess I'm he didn't sour. Sell. Kevin Systrom bent to the system, said this girl take me out of business, saw a good way out. Zuckerberg was told by a big company, will buy $1 billion. He refused.
But you know him, he was not being offered that deal by someone who was telling him, if you don't sell, we'll threaten you. We'll
I'm sure you. Those threats were there.
No, it was Yahoo. Yahoo was not doing what he was doing. He had something proprietary. He was the first person to hack social networking, whereby
but wasn't it a threat
people could.
Where if Yahoo doesn't get this one, we can go buy add ons. Kulkona MySpace.
But many other Facebook was the only one, bro, that had the people feature. Like, it had something proprietary. Mm-hmm. That's why it became that big.
Yeah, but
everyone had tried to solve it.
Yeah.
But most people had not managed to solve it the way he had solved it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why it became unique. Mm-hmm. It was the first time.
But I'm pretty sure there are many threats along the way for these guys. Even Stripe, even all these companies that do the same. These are guys going against it. David versus Goliath. Most businesses are like that. These ones that grow. Unicorns that we're watching, $1 billion. All these guys are going against big people.
What's your point, Ken? My point is,
I'm still in line with what you're saying.
Okay.
My point is, capitalism brings out greed in you. It doesn't bring out your noble side. You have a noble side.
Mm-hmm.
You have a side that you feel like, I can do good to the world. Mm-hmm. I can contribute to society.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your side of greed, where you want everything and in the fastest way possible. Mm-hmm. You want power.
Mm-hmm.
You want control. You want those things.
Mm-hmm.
You're a human being. Yeah. You have that side.
A human need.
Exactly. Yeah. If I put you in a certain system, I could bring out your noble side.
Mm-hmm.
If I put you in another system, I could bring out your greedy side.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Smith, who was the inventor of capitalism, anakonga na line ingine tunasemanga na love. And samanga, it's not by the benevolence of the butcher.
Mm-hmm.
But by his own selfish interests that he sells you the meat. Siko kwa busy ya kuinnovate juu ati nataka msonge.
Mshike mkule.
I also want to eat. So now the question is, like for me, you're saying it's true capitalism will bring out the competitive side.
Mm-hmm.
But that competitive side is that
greed.
Yeah, it's that greedy side of ours.
Mm-hmm.
It's that I have a billion, but no, a billion haitoshi. Nataka 10 billion. Kama hiyo story mlikuwa mnaniambia ya huyo partner hiyo yenye imetokea.
Mm-hmm.
That guy made 600 million at in his early ages.
Mm-hmm.
That is enough money to run you for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think wanting more is a matter of being greedy.
Seriously.
If it's I can't term it as absolute greed.
That's life. True. It's not absolute, life. But it's greed, bro.
Because it's greed,
but,
yes.
But Ken, you know, also, from capitalism, we get reward from, like, it's not like you will come and stop, like, working. You know? CRT,
if I make 600 Zuckerberg, million.
Sorry.
Okay, sir, sorry.
Zuckerberg yes, of course, you can choose to say, okay, I may make 100 billion. Let me sell this company. Let me retire. No.
Mm-hmm.
But again, most people wakwangi na hiyo, like wali come to your point, let me look for money. They were working on something that had a good reward.
Mm-hmm.
Na hiyo reward liendelea kukua bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So society, this guy was
looking for money.
Like that, let me take everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was the ripple effect of
the system.
Oh, yani exactly. I create something na mkaitumia mkiwa wengi.
And that's why we are saying we create a socialistic system whereby, yes, Caleb, you invented Facebook. It's a very, very powerful technology.
Yeah.
It's helping very many people.
Yeah.
But let's do this. Since you created this and you've made $100 billion for yourself, this is more than enough for you. Let's do this. Let's redistribute this wealth.
To who?
To other people.
Which people? What did they do?
They are other citizens. So you your back again too. But I did this. You are like, but I did this. You see, uh-huh. I'm still a capitalist. Mm. But I was reading some socialist. Exactly.
Get your point.
Oh, yeah. It's a discussion. I'm challenging my idea.
I've always like not believed in full capitalism because I know it's exploitative.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like modern day slavery. Mm. Your employee is like a slave. Think about it. Like, there's this example whereby I've been working in Amazon for 20 years. So, I started with Amazon from a startup. Okay. Now it's a $1 trillion company. But I've just been working, okay? I'm not the owner. After 20 years, Jeff Bezos has $160 billion. Mimi, I can lay off. Sijui naanza wapi. Naanza tena kutafuta. Scratch. And you laid me off just because maybe I did something wrong or even you had some mood swings and this. Like right now we have a looming recession, right? We've seen what are companies doing?
Laying off.
Why are they laying off? Because they want to reserve enough money to survive the recession. Mm-hmm. So now, because me I just want to survive the recession, it comes at the cost of all of you guys going home.
So is laying off bad?
Yeah.
But the company will die.
No, the company
it's
won't die.
It's a survival measure.
No. Even you know.
It's a survival measure.
No.
But I think it's a what?
They are cutting.
They cut costs to survive.
And listen,
they're not doing it to the benefit. We are happy
to survive. They're cutting costs to survive because we're in a capitalistic system.
True.
If we were in a socialistic system, the government wouldn't be. If we were in a socialistic system, the government would control some of those things. So we wouldn't be having, first of all, that's also another feature of capitalism. The business cycle that we have, boom, bust, boom, bust, is as a function of capitalism. In a socialistic world, I think you're going to use a boom, bust.
And in that, though you're saying in a socialist, they will have intervened, will they help the company?
Yeah.
And in a capitalistic?
In a capitalistic, no.
Exactly.
And so that is the reason why in a capitalistic, they are laying off people. And that's why we're saying it's bad. They're laying off people to survive.
Okay, I get your point.
You get your point. But they're laying off people because we're already in a bad system.
So you're saying in a socialism system,
we wouldn't
government
have
will have intervened
exactly.
to help
the people.
So that they don't lay off
exactly.
people. Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. So think about such things.
Yeah, food for thought.
Think about it like Bandit, one, capitalism.
Staunch capitalism.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah,
again, like, look at it this way.
Yeah.
For many years has the world existed?
Mm-hmm.
When did capitalism start becoming very ripe?
Around 1700s.
1800s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We lived with our old folks, bro, in a very good social way. Mm-hmm. We were community.
Problems. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
In the morning, the men would wake up, we'd go hunt.
Bus.
Women would go gather.
Mm-hmm.
Kids would go look for firewood.
We come and eat together.
We come and eat.
Life was even more enjoyable. La kuku ati nataka nikuwe tajiri. Nowadays even people die because of stress of such things. Financial stress no one of the things in Asumbua are to the most.
Mm-hmm.
In a socialist world, kulikuwa
na
tajiri.
Kulikuwa na medicine man. Hakuwa na mlipisha. Alikuwa tu there for the society. Ukikuwa mgonjwa, kuna doki.
Mm-hmm.
Men, kulikuwa na midwives. Women, yani kulikuwa na midwives. Giving birth was free.
Mm-hmm.
You see, like life and was life not good?
Why is capitalism booming this much? Why is it still in? Why is it not gone down?
Okay, there are some good elements of capitalism. Mm-hmm. For example, when capitalism was invented, that was the first time we ever saw people raising their living standards. Yeah. Like, also socialism brings out the laziness in us. Sita work 18 hours, kama najua hii wealth ina redistribute you.
Exactly.
Equally.
That's true, okay. So continue.
So I can only put in 18 hours of work knowing if this thing works, it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So to bring out even the best of me, I need to be in a system whereby I'm competing with someone. There's someone who's threatening to knock me out of business.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone who wants to take my position in a company. So I'll keep on reskilling myself, updating myself, being evil. No.
Mm-hmm.
So much of progress and innovation has come as a function of capitalism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I think also the fact that, you know, Kitambo, we were very communal because, like, there was no way, it was hard for, let's say, Mimi, a Nilot from the Rift Valley, niweze kuinteract na
why did you say that?
Apokomo, you see, Apokomo from listen, no, so like things used to work communally because it was around our system, no, your system yetu, your community siko naona competition na mtu mwingine sana.
Mm-hmm.
But now when we opened things up, asa huku Rift Valley nimeona nikinisipocheza this guy from Central will come again, no, and take over my place. And that was also what we're seeing with globalization. Uwezi kwa unasema ngawe ni socialist huku, na the countries around you, bro, wanaendelea na global trade. You know, and that is also where there's another person also, I think he's called David something. Mwenye alikuwa also Fathers of Capitalism na kina Adam Smith. That ako kwa hiyo book ya Adam Smith, The Wealth of Nations.
David Hume.
Ni David Hume.
He's a philosopher, Scottish Enlightenment.
Basa anasema, it's very difficult for you to be sustainable with what you have. Unless sasa maybe I have maize, but I don't have fish. So I had to go to Malims to get fish. And I had to go and exchange. And that trade, literally exchange hivi, capitalism ikaanzia hapo. Because now someone here anaangalia pia, hapana, hii mahindi yangu ni mingi, wana nipea one fish. Ongeza hizi fish.
True. Coincidence of wants.
Exactly. So that is where I think capitalism came, and as the 16th century, tuka migrate, tuka chakukua very... Nje kitambo, it was, unzapata a lot of your great-great-grandparents akuwa you meet someone outside their community. But say is minimum meet.
Movement is
really any his. But like you've traveled globally.
Let me take us a little behind kidogo. Let's think about this. Something that has come to my mind. And it's come with the fact, since you're talking about philosophers, I also want to talk about this philosopher called Jesus. He said in Matthew, what is the Matthew effect?
And to whoever who has more.
Wait again, I've not heard.
And to whoever who has more, more will be given to them. And for the one who has little, even the little you have
will be taken
away.
Exactly.
And given to that person who has more.
Exactly.
Start
that as a basis point, okay? Yes, you're talking about kitambo, it was communal level, Jewish doctor, whatever. If you go back, even if you read stories from those Bible stories, now if you go back, that was Jesus. Now go back to the Old Testament. In the Bible, who was the richest person to ever live?
Solomon.
Were there poor people in that time?
Yeah.
Exactly. So even those times, those are systems. Let's talk about the story of Joseph. Joseph was the richest man in Egypt. After who? Pharaoh. How did this guy work? Listen, it was a nice story. Beautiful. Let's talk about it. It's economical. It's very business-wise, okay? So this guy left... He was sold by his brothers, the 12, from Canaan. Went to Egypt. In Egypt, he became a prisoner. In the prison, he became the prison warden, or the guy there, the head there, trusted this guy so much, kept him on top of all prisoners.
Because he could foresee the future.
No.
He could see the wheat falling or something.
Listen, that part is coming. This guy was...
It's coming.
Because I remember, even before he got to prison, he was bought as a slave. He was working for that guy, Potiphar, someone.
Potiphar's wife.
Potiphar's wife.
Look. Listen. Because I want to show you how Pharaoh and Joseph became the richest people in Egypt.
So that's why that system died. Egypt is no longer.
Listen.
Okay, continue.
We've gone back, okay? Listen to my train of thought, okay? So he worked for Potiphar, then Potiphar's wife wanted to do something with Joseph. Joseph refused. So the wife told the husband, he was thrown in prison. Because the Potiphar, that guy, I hope it's Potiphar, I don't know if it's right, had put him on top of all the other people who are working for him. So he was in charge. He went to prison. Akanza chini tena, titi, climbed the way up, became the most respected person. So how he came out of prison is because there were two people in the prison. There was a guy who used to hold for the Pharaoh wine, and there was a guy who used to bake the bread. So he told these people, they had a dream, they were having dreams. So when they came to him and told him the dream, he told them, he interpreted the dream, told one of them, you're going to be hired back into the king's place, the other one, you're going to be killed. Mm-hmm. In 3 days, that happened. So when this other guy was taken back, Joseph told him, please remember me one day. This guy took years, forgot about Joseph. Now, umerudi kwa Ruto. Utambia Ruto about someone who's in prison. Sahau kabisa, okay? Mm-hmm. But there was a time Farao's mind was disturbing him. He was having this dream, ilikuwa namsumbua. So this guy remembered Joseph, told the king. Because the king had brought everyone, kila mtu alikuwa ameshindwa kuinterpret. Who did they bring? Joseph. Joseph interpreted it, saying how there's going to be famines in the next 7 years. We need to start preparing for it. What did the king do? Removed his ring, gave this guy, made him the most powerful after him. Okay, let's plan for this famine that's coming. He became now the most powerful. Now, what happened? The next 3.5 years, what were they doing? Storing stuff, grains. Indo sasa patu alianza sasa, if I'm not right, massive scale of storing stuff, okay? Egyptians, your time of the when they were building big things, they started. Now, here's where the story gets interesting. Here's where the business comes in. Okay, I've done my part. Now, look how it rewarded Joseph.
So, that's what I'm waiting for.
I was giving the story. Look at the reward Joseph came. And it's part of, give those who understand what is happening. So, famine may come. There's no food. There are two akujipanga. People don't know. Okay. You know, even the poor people, some people, you had little in your land, imeisha. Land you produce anymore. These guys have stored. So they're not even still depending on the ground. They're depending on what they've stored. Okay. So who do they come to? To Joseph. Joseph was in charge of the food and the distribution of the food in the country. So these guys came to Joseph. Hey, Joseph, we don't have food. We'll give you our money. You give us food. Okay, Joseph said, fine, sir. Kanza kuleta. So the country is taking money. Nawapatia food. Aya. Pesa ilisha. They come again. Hey, Joseph, we don't have money, but we have land.
But that is already a problem of capitalism. If capitalism
This is capitalism. Listen. Listen to my point first. You know, listen to my point. I'm getting to my point.
Okay.
What did these guys do? Hey, take our land as we don't have anything. Pesa tuna, take our land. Just a sour. Now that's how these guys came and owned the whole of Egypt, or most part of Egypt. Because people are just giving them so that they can get food. After that, what did they have? They don't have money, they don't have land. What did they come now and tell Joseph? Hey, Joseph, as we don't have money, we don't have land. We
don't have food.
We don't have food. But take us.
Slaves.
Take us. Own us. Okay. Hey, Joseph was like, okay, now there we are going too far. So what did Joseph do? He said, land yangu, that now is his and Farao, you guys work on it, go now, famine was coming to an end, everything, go mwishi, don't sell your body to me, I'll distribute the food, okay, but in anything they come out of the land,
yangu,
no, 10% yangu,
19 yenu,
you eat, muji enjoy,
10% so, yangu, capitalist, mbaya.
So tax, hata sasa ikaanza, you're giving me 10% of your toil, kumbuka, but I own the land. So for me, my point is why money moves from the have-nots to the haves and will continue moving from the have-nots to the haves is because the haves know what to do with the money.
Okay.
If we have equaled, look, there's a story I had, I don't know how true it is, okay? When Mansa Musa passed through Egypt.
Who's that? Mansa?
Mansa Musa.
Richest man to exist.
Richest man to ever exist. The African guy.
Listen, Africa.
Yeah,
Africa.
In the world. The richest man to ever live.
In Africa. Trillions in the world.
Trillions of Mansa Musa. In the world ever to live.
I think he was a Libyan king or something.
He was from the West. I know from it's the Saudi West.
Mseli exist to Kweli.
Everything in his kingdom was gold, nigger. Bro. Black everything Kaivi. Was gold. Like
exactly.
Everything in that kingdom was gold.
Everything.
research.
There's a lot of stories on him.
Yeah.
When Mansa Musa passed through, this is a story I had also. So when, why did the Egypt economy fail? Now this is part because of Mansa Musa. Mansa Musa passed through Egypt and saw the inequality with the people. Okay. What did he do? He enriched the poor people. He was very rich. And he destroyed the system because he gave the have-nots money. So there was no person who has needs. Everyone. You want to hire me, Ken? You can't hire me. Tough time to mingine. Go to the next, don't hire me. So there's no distribution of wealth. Currency is meant to move. There's nothing. Everyone has. So it destroyed the economy. Okay. So for me, where I'm coming from, it's not that we shouldn't, like, if I have 1 billion, I don't, that's a lot. I'm sure people can benefit from it. But it, now, coming to modern day, now I'm telling you different stories. What did the man who built America, Andrew
Carnegie.
What did Carnegie do towards the end of his career? He became the richest person.
He sold the business.
What did he sold his business. Then did what?
Charity.
Charity. And that charity has helped America for the past over 60 years or 100 years since his death. Okay? Mm. Because he took the wealth and then redistributed the wealth.
But that's not how most people do it. If you go back, if the same people, we can look at Rothschilds. Amekuwa wealthy for Rockefellers. Amekuwa wealthy for
a long time.
You as a person who's just coming up, you can't even, if you go somewhere, you can't even think about the Rockefellers and those people are like, as a function of the system, wali benefit kitambo, wali create so much wealth, na wakakana yudo, ni yao.
And it's the same thing if you go to the Bible, create wealth for your great
generations. Okay, I have no problem.
What is your problem with the Rothschilds still having money now?
No, I feel like if we were living in a socialistic country, we wouldn't have prominent families remaining with capital for the longest time. We'd have capital being redistributed every time to the new generation coming and but people still, getting opportunities.
Even on socialism, communism, still, it's hard even for those people leading those communist countries. Because look at Kim. Look at Kim. Kim kwanza yake ni ile Marxist.
Not a Marxist. That's too
far. Mimi governed on a control level.
Kila kitu.
Well, he's the richest to Koivu. Yeah. Like they squander money there, like it's nothing.
Nothing. It's their money, and it's your money.
Mm-hmm. But that's not capitalism.
That's Marxism. Mm-hmm. That's communism. For socialism. I want us to be in the middle. I want
socialism
us.
Is in the middle.
Yeah.
Yes, I have wealth, but also.
Redistribute it. You can't tell me like the top 1%. Own what the bottom
99
own. Like really, as much as we contribute to his society, I feel kama nyinyi already mkona concentrated.
You have built your these are thoughts. It's discussing. You've built your 10 billion empire. You have 10 billion. As a socialist, what will you do?
As a socialist, that money should be used to deliver good causes for everyone.
Good.
Courses for everyone, like education. You do charity, obviously. But that's my personal initiative. I don't want to make it my personal initiative to redistribute my wealth. I want the system itself to redistribute the wealth.
Oh, I get you.
And that's why...
you get.
You don't get your own.
It's not that it's my money.
Carnegie did it, but the others didn't.
Exactly.
Ken, don't you think we exist as people in this different economic... like how different economies are basically penye utajipata most likely ndo utapata you conform to those like
systems.
So let's say ukizaliwa Tanzania
pamoja
simbali,
like there's a high chance in as much as yes you'll be a capitalistic person bado utakuwa na ile ujama, unaona. Even in cost, ndio maana nasikia wao wanasemanga in cost si rahisi ulale nje, because nikienda kwa mama Khadija na sina kakitu,
atanipea chakula.
Atanipea chakula nimea nilipe kesho.
Nairobi, shamba la mawe.
Nairobi? Yeah. Iri foodi yoze, bro.
And that's why.
Iri foodi jamaa itupe. Lakini haizi kupea.
Okay, that's too much. At least, because.
But see what happened.
Yeah, it happened. That's what's happening.
Enda kwa supermarket tuko nyuma uone how they throw food. Vitu zime expire kwa shelves, bro. You couldn't deliver them before they expire.
Yeah, but those Mombasa people won't move.
Yes, but no, they'll survive. They'll survive.
They took from Mama Khadija. She didn't make
money. If she's not progressing.
So
listen, let me summarize something. Summarize, but let me inquire something. Caleb, for you, you're for capitalism only because it offers one advantage. Progress, growth, and innovation.
And reward.
No. Wait. Reward kwanza sahau.
Okay.
Ama reward pia iko?
Iko, of course.
Sawa. So if we create a system, so wait, if reward is there, remember also capitalism, the most important thing you also need to remember is incentive ni profit. Amesifungui kampuni ka siundi profit. Ya nini? Staki, your stress, nifikiriezo vitu ya staki. Ndaka profit iko.
Yeah, continue.
So, my question was, if we can create a socialistic system and we still have progress, innovation, and growth, but the reward is redistributed unevenly. It's not distributed the way you want. Ati now cause I'm there. No. Hakuna ona. Uwezi kuwa ati mindo zi. But still people make progress, innovation, and growth. Would you favor that system?
So you've said that
unevenly. A system in which progress is still there, but you don't have billionaires.
No.
for me, I think also for me, I'm not for that.
That's what you want.
I'm not for that.
For me, my capitalism is sivi baya kuwa billionaire, but become a billionaire with a heart.
Yes.
That is it for me.
Ata mimi niko hapo naras.
But like, you guys, ndomina wa show, nyo asema na sema, you're saying one and the same thing. You're saying, become a billionaire, but with a heart.
Exactly.
Okay?
Like
you're saying, we become those billionaires in a system where it will redistribute.
Exactly. So there is no billionaire.
It's about.
So if you want to be a billionaire, but with a heart, you still want to be a billionaire. Look, I don't want you to even think you can become a billionaire.
Unajua hivyo mimi. That is, look, Lubi, like you're putting a cap to money. Kama unaambia mse usikue na tao.
Usikue na more than bus. I'm putting a cap to how much an individual can own.
No.
That's Samsoni. Alikuwa na hai.
Yeye ni ngumu.
Yeye ni ngumu.
That's socialism.
We don't put that cap. And me, you see, if you put even a system, the system is coming to tell me, Ken, what can make a billion? Taras, see what in billionaires. I don't really care what Taras will do with his. I don't care what will do with yours.
Exactly.
And I don't want anyone to enter and interfere with it.
That's
me. Let me do me. Me, I'll redistribute it.
That's okay, Carl. That's perfect. But I'm saying, in a socialistic world, there is no like, me, I'll do whatever I want. That's capitalism. But in a socialist world, to kingia kwa hiyo dunia, if we were to open that world today, hakuna kwanza billionaire.
No, the more you're explaining it, the more I don't like it.
Because, you know, like, Ken, basically, like, you're complicating it because...
Like, yes, love.
No, I complicate because you want it to be pure socialism and...
Pure capital.
Okay. Like, how can we form a system that is capitalistic, but still... socialistic.
Exactly. We have to learn some things.
Yes. Maybe billionaire, but yes, that is the capitalistic side. But pay side in a social, I'm doing well.
Simple thing. The simplest to do a billionaire ni nini. Elon Musk own Tesla. Tesla in own you and employees.
But see, probably they own a part of it. How do you know they don't own?
They own a part of it. Mm-hmm. But in a capitalistic world, they own a part yenye Elon Musk ali decide. In a socialistic world, the government ndo ina redistribute. Hakuna hata Elon Musk. Tesla inaweza raniwa na anyone. Hivyo ndo mimi nasema.
I'm building something for someone to distribute what I did. let me decide. May I distribute it?
Alema wekata your story. Because
you don't know what measures they'll put.
Exactly. And that's the thing. In socialism, not we don't know. They'll put measures which will prevent you from owning certain things. Yo ujue.
But again, it asa hii yako pia imeanza tuna kulimit, but the same thing you're saying, imeanza kulimit innovation, imeanza kulimit progress.
Why? It's limiting because you only think you can innovate and make progress because you have a reward. If I was to bring out your noble side and say,
because Ken, like,
checky,
you know.
Checky, innovate. You have the capacity to innovate. Innovate and change the world. Let people, like, we have perfect examples of scientists who died poor. Mm-hmm. Like someone like Tesla. Tesla akunda doyote na innovation zake. But Edison aliunda a fortune. Sindio?
Things from Tesla.
He took things even from Tesla. Mm-hmm. Sindio? Mm-hmm. Has Tesla not accomplished?
How did Tesla die?
He died a poor man. Yes, but si alileta progress. Si progress yenye unataka progress.
No.
Unataka, you know.
No, he died a poor man. Was he happy?
Eh?
Was he happy? Was he content?
No,
no, Kenda. He was not.
But you know, Caleb, you know, like yesterday we were having a discussion and I was saying, you know, even about being rich, if we were to be in this room, let's say the three of us, we're all making $100,000. Okay? There's no problem. But the minute we are the three of us here and he's making 200 and me are making 100 and you're 100, here to society, Toshi, we are not rich. Initially, we were all rich because we are equal. Mm. But the fact that there is someone who earns more, there is someone who's richer than you, you are not rich. You always want more because there is someone who has more than you.
And do you think that is your own mind fragmentation? Like when you create the right...
No, na feel kama yoni system because yako imekuweka hivyo. Ungekuwa kwa system
yenyewe. You're okay with 100k. Yeah. Saizi niko sawa na 100k. Tomorrow, you get 200. Now, at this...
Yeah, yako itoshi. That's how people are.
How does that change my life?
What?
Like, okay, you okay and more money back in here and the same thing. See, my life will continue.
Yeah, your life will continue, but you're comparing your life to mine.
And that is for capitalism. Competition has to be there.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. If we were in a system whereby akukuwa na kitu kama hiyo, hata hiyo comparison ingekuwa.
Basi ule mse 100 angetoka 100 afike tuso. Ule mse kutoka 100 afika tuso alifanya kitu wenye wengine hawakufanya.
Sasa unaona
hakufika tu just because.
What did Taras do?
Sasa unaona 200. Naanza kusema, you know, like take it. Sijui kama nile. Are you getting my point?
I don't know.
Okay, have you gotten my point? What am I trying to say?
You're 100.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're equal.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to say...
Is this a certain system you're talking about? You're 100,
no,
100?
No, not okay. Any system first.
Okay, now you also think you're 200.
Exactly. Acha nirudi tena. My point is, it's not always about you having enough. It's always about you having more than the other person.
There's a thought that has come on part of what you said earlier.
Okay.
Capitalism brings greed
out of people.
Out of people.
Yeah.
But also, it brings the best of our abilities out of us. Ken, right now you're pushing to become better. Because
that's true.
It brings the best also out
of us. And that's why I'm asking you guys, if we can create a system which is socialistic and can have those benefits, would you be okay? If we eliminated the fact that you'll become billionaire, don't you think you can bring out the best in you? Really? Must you be told, ukifanya hiki kitu utakuwa billionaire and bring out the best in you? Don't you feel like if you were never told there's something like a billionaire, bado unge bringing out the best in you?
Yes, I think a lot of people, no, not sure Ken, the money comes as an end goal. Hakuna mse ali become billionaire the day alianza project yake.
Unaelewa point?
You pushed things. No, like,
yo ni ukweli. Sijakata.
So, umeget point. Then become billionaire by not even... Yani, see, I was chasing becoming a billionaire.
Exactly. And it is for that same reason that when you become a billionaire, that wealth should be redistributed.
No man, hata basi umse hata bado anaona.
Si ukiwork, ulikuwa unawork ukisema mimi nafanyanga tu kazi. Sasa mbona exactly. Mbona tena hii ya billion dollars imekuwa tena ni yangu? Mbona unaninyang'anya? Si you are working and
Ken.
You didn't care about it.
Look at it Ken this way. Angalia msekaji Elon Musk. Angalia msekaji Elon Musk Ken. Elon Musk alianza maybe na huko aliuza PayPal, let's say $1 million.
Alikuwa kazi tu. Ndio. Akakuwa what?
He was not looking at the money aspect of it. Hata saizi anasema anga hivyo, I don't care about the stock value. Actually, it's too
that's
high.
That's okay. Oh. That's okay. But Lawi, he'll start caring when Warren says, we want to tax people 15%. Mbona hiyo time atakuwa na nini? Mbona hataki kulipa higher tax? Hiyo time akona shida.
Hata jie
time. Wewe mwenyewe ndio umesema vizuri. Lawi, nataka tu kurudisha to your point. The point is not even, I'm not against billionaires. The point is, now you have said a very true thing. People don't become billionaires mainly because they are looking for that. They become billionaires as a function of either the job you took, the industry you're in, the opportunities, luck. Sindio? So $1 billion didn't matter to you as you were working. Sindio? You would still be doing the same thing. Right? But then, why ukipata hii $1 billion, why does it all of a sudden change? And this is my money, I can do whatever I want with it, you cannot redistribute it to other people.
Because when I was poor, I wasn't redistributed to. Okay, now that I've worked for it, I've worked for it. I've been rewarded but for so it. It's mine. Certainly won't. It's
no,
mine.
Ken. You are not redistributed too because we were not in a socialist system. That's why now you're a capitalist like this. And that's why I'm saying, in an ideal world, take yourself now. And Daka, usahau your world yako.
Nayaku reward or say, is it a practical one? I'd like to know which country is working with this. Yako, ideology, you have a point. Is it really practical?
That's the question.
Me, I'm going to remain to you with it. Like, you make however billions or trillions you want. But
check the point, the question you're asking, is it working? Is something now you should think about.
Mm.
That's the debate we're having. Mm. You see, it's not that we at me don't call a shida.
I get.
Idea yangu ni idea.
Yeah.
By the end of the day, we are living in a capitalistic world. Okay. Mm. But we are saying, if we were to reorganize these things and function in a different society, that's the discussion we are having.
Exactly. Now, maybe in this different society, Ken, is that is where I turn our pathways. Wherever unangalia society in terms of kugawana do, unangalia, can we have a better society in that there is sort of good sort of like, yes, umsa nakufanya job, ako happy working for you. Kuna msemo mwingine anaanga job anasema fuck boss wangu.
Si watu wengine, majority of the people.
But now for me is if you can to transitional from that as well listen za kwa billionaire mimi si billionaire but I love working for you. I love being around the company. I love the people I work with. No, najua niko na health insurance, najua watu wangu maybe probably wako na 401k, wako na pensions we may secure for the rest of their lives. Hakuna watu wao huko Zimbabwe wanakuwa kufanywa ku mine cobalt so that at least we can make phones. If we can get to that point, I'm to push for that such stuff, me, I think I'll be a better capitalist with social norms. But here, kugawana do, like, why is it just purely about money? Like, it's about, like, life. Money, life.
Exactly. And life. You've said the perfect point. Mm. Why is it only about purely about money? It's the same. Capitalism is purely about money.
Mm.
That's why people are even corrupt.
Exactly.
Because I want to make money.
Mm.
If we're in a socialist world, whereby hakuna hizo vitu mnasema hizo za do, hata hizo ma corruptions inaweza shuka. You na chase, na chase do ya nini?
Mm.
Ya nini?
Yeah, true. Baba tule tu.
Gava ina chunga osi, nikienda, nikikuwa mgonjwa, naenda osi, niko sawa.
Mm.
Utei wangu maybe chuo ni free.
Mm.
Sawa. Chuo inaenda anga, na chuo inaenda shule the same na waprezo.
Yeah, you see practical. Yeah, I think we'll do a part two, guys. Let's debate.
Jina nani?
At least Akaja has done. Have you seen what Akaja has done? To told school students free transport?
No, I've not seen.
Wallahi?
Yeah, if you have a uniform. If I'm not wrong.
School
yeah.
buses are PSV. Public.
Mm. Free PSV? Transport. Was he charge you?
Nengia komat?
Nengia, free. Transport. No, it was passed.
Natali Paji.
And the other meeting with the heads of
Matatu.
Yeah. So anyway, to be continued, guys, let's see. This can be a heated debate.
This can be a heated debate.
And also, you guys, let us know in the comments what do you think about. We'll come and read back your comments and do another episode on this. Maybe even bring someone else so that we can get a different opinion from other people. And see how it goes, but it's a good topic. It's a good topic.
Yeah,
even good Ken, he is a capitalist. I know him by heart. But also, it's good you're standing on the other side.
Exactly.
So that we could have debated for everyone.
Exactly.
We're not just talking about
one system. That's what I've been trying to do.
Which is a good thing. You've challenged
exactly
all of us, which is how we like thinking. So yeah, boys, we can end there today.
Yep.
I think
let people also think about it.
Do more research. Also look into the people who invented those ideas. Capitalism, Adam Smith, John Maynard Keynes, like he's saying, David Hume. Socialism, look at Karl Marx. Those are the people who came up with those ideas. Look at Mao Zedong in China. They had communist ideas. Look at the Gulag archipelago in Russia.
So you look at our guy. You see the rich guy?
Mansa Musa.
So
we look at all those people. Just think about different systems and how you function in them. We are functioning there in a capitalistic system. So by the end of the day, lazima wasol man, lazima ujitume. Hata usinali boss wako atakuachilia kijiwe ni socialist. Oh, sorry yako. Tapatana naye mande hapo hivyo anakungojea.
Anyway guys, as we look for money, remember to still be a human.
Yeah, be a human.
Cool guys, so like I always say, remember, stay woke, stay financially literate. Peace.